We begin on Tesalmet Aleph, five lines down from when the lines get wide. We've just discussed a statement from Rav Papa about calculations, how a Tana can determine how many years it's been since the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash from the Sofer, and how the Sofer can determine from the Tana how many years it's been since the sixth year of Greek rule. Now the Gemara is going to discuss another statement from Rav Papa, but it's going to introduce it through a very well-known statement. Tana Dvei Eliyahu, Sheshes Alafim, Shana Havei Ha'olam. The world is or will exist for 6,000 years. Shnei Alafim Tohu, the first 2,000 are tohu, they're empty, they're void. What exactly does that mean? So Rashi explains the Torah wasn't given yet, so it was empty. Shnei alafim Torah, the next 2,000 years were with Torah, as Rashi then says, to the exclusion of, there was no messianic fervor yet. But shnei alafim Yemos HaMashiach, the last 2,000 are Yemos HaMashiach, which the implication is, it's Torah and Mashiach together. However, there are other opinions in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that the last 200 years, there is Torah, but not in the same sense. A lot of the Chidushim of Torah stopped because the year 4000 almost coincided with the death of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and the end of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah was finished by the end of the fourth millennia, and therefore Torah, to a certain degree, stopped, and the last 2,000 years are Yemos Mashiach. Nevertheless, the Gemara continues, Bava or the Tana Dvei Eliyahu, Ba'avono Senu Sherabu, because of our sins, they're so numerous, Yosu Mehen, Masha Yotsu Mehen, we lost what we lost. In other words, from the fourth millennium, Mashiach could come. But since we continue to sin, Mashiach hasn't come yet. And therefore, it's going to delay and delay and delay, presumably until the end of year six, until year 6,000. Because if the world is only 6,000 years old, then it's be'ito achishena, as the Navi talks about. If we behave, or if we do good in God's eyes, then achishena, God will bring Mashiach earlier. If not, it's be'ito, it's 6,000 years old. And everyone seems to indicate, all the Gemara and Zohar, everyone else seems to say that the world is 6,000 years old, and that's it. Now, what happens afterwards? So some say that the world is, the Mashiach has to come, either they say Mashiach has to come by the year 6,000, and then there's a 1,000 years of sheket, of quiet, and then a whole other world begins after that. Or maybe when it says that Mashiach has to come by 6,000, it means into the seventh millennia, so you have another 1,000 years afterwards. No one obviously knows for sure. Tradition says Yaakov was bikesh legalas as a ketz, that Yaakov Avinu knew the end, but he wasn't able to convey that information to anyone. So no one really knows. Even the rabbis who make this statement in the Gemara don't really know for sure. Nevertheless, the Gemara continues and says, Shnei alafim Torah me'emas. Back to the calculations. When did the year 2000 begin? When did the year 2000 begin? The 2,000 years of Torah. Inema mi matan Torah. If the 2,000 years began from matan Torah, we have a problem. Ad hashta leka kulihai. There aren't 2,000 years from the giving of the Torah until year 4,000. Dechi ma'aynis behu, because when you look into the Matan Torah, the date, tre alfi prati dehai alfa hu dehavoi. It turns out that there is an extra 448 years. What do you mean? Well, Matan Torah took place, and Rashi has all the calculations, but Matan Torah took place in the year 2,448 from Brias HaOlam. Well, if Matan Torah took place from 2,000 to 4,000, then you'd have to get to year 4,448. But isn't 2,000 years from Matan Torah to the year 4000. So we have to come up with a different calculation. So the time of Torah, the Zman of Torah, began even before Matan Torah. So where did it begin then? Says the Gemara. Ella mev esa nefesh asher asu b'charon. It must have come from the time of Avraham, that when Avraham began proselytizing and bringing people towards monotheism, that is when the year began. And when was that? What year did Avraham begin his crusade to bring monotheism to the world? Ugmiri to Avraham b'ahi shaita bar chamshin v'tarti hava. At that time, Avraham was 52 years old when he started this new mission. He was 52. Now, Avraham, according to tradition, was born in 1948. Nothing to do with the establishment of the State of Israel, which was 1948 from the Common Era. Rather, we're talking here 1948 from Bria Sa'olam. 52 years later is what? That's the year 2000. And therefore, he began his mission in the year 2000. That's when the Zman of the 2,000 years of Torah began and ended in the year 4,000, around the time of the death of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Kama Bitzran, how much is lacking? Mitatani Tana Arba Meva Arba in Bitmanya Shnin Havian. Since we said before, there were 448 years that were missing. Kima Ainis Bay Mihaneta Shasha Asubicharan and Matan Torah, Arba Meva Arba Utmanya Shnin Havian. It actually turns out that there were 448 years between when Avram began bringing people closer to God and the giving or the receiving of the Torah at Har Sinai. Before we get into the calculations that Rav Papa is going to talk about again, just want to make 2 points. Number one, it says here that Avram began his mission at 52, even though the Rambam talks about the fact that Avram was 3 years old when he recognized God, or some others, I think Gemara Nedarim says he was 40 when he recognized God. Perhaps we would just have to say that he recognized God at that time, but he didn't begin in earnest bringing people closer to God until he was 52. That's number one. Point number two is that Tosos points out something pretty important chronologically, which is that if Avram was 52 when he fulfilled the verse Vesa Nefesh Asher Asu B'Charan, well, we said, hold on a second, Avram was 75 when he left Haran, yet he was 70 years old when he went through the Bris Bein HaMaaseirim between the covenant of the parts. Well, how could it be that at 52 he was Esa Nefesh Asher Asu B'Charan, when chronologically it seems to be out of order now? So Tosos explains that Avram made Aliyah at a certain point and went through Bris Bein HaMaaseirim, and then he came back a second time. So Avram began in Haran at the age of 52, proselytizing. He left on his own. He left Haran, and he went to the land of Canaan. He went through the Bris Bein HaMaaseirim at the age of 70. Then he went back to Haran, and at the age of 75, God finally appears to him and says, Lech lecha mi'artzecha. Fascinating idea into, kind of changes the whole story about Avram and his journey to Eretz Yisrael. But now the Gemara begins, or the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Papa, Itoi Tana V'lo Yada Prate Kamahavi L'Shaila L'Safra. So again, now Rav Papa says, let's say a Tana, again this teacher, is trying to figure out how many years it's been since the Messianic era began. Messianic era began in the year 4000. 4,000 to 6,000. So if a Tana forgets how many years and he wants to calculate that number, what should he do? L'shaila l'safra, kama ksiv. He should ask the scribe what number, what date he's writing in his documents. V'nitfi alayu arbin v'tamni. All he has to do is add on 48 to that calculation. U'mishkach le l'chumre, and he'll figure out the solution. Now, as we said before, it would just be easier instead of dealing with just the numbers of the tens and the one digits, to just do the whole number in one shot. Here, all the Tana would need to do is get whatever date the scribe has and subtract 552, and you'll know exactly how many years it's been since the Messianic era started. How do you get to the number 552? Well, we know that we already begin in 380 from the sixth year of the Greek reign until the destruction of the first base of Mikdash. And we also know, according to Rashi, the second base of Mikdash. And we also know, according to Rashi, he points out that there were 172 years between the destruction of the second base of Mikdash and the beginning of the Messianic era, year 4000. So whatever number you're given by the scribe, just deduct 552 and you'll get your number. But instead, what they suggest as a quicker way to figure it out is just add 48. You'll get to that whole number of 600, and then you can figure out which century it's on your own, and you'll be okay. But again, I think it's easier to just subtract 552. The Simanech, and what's the mnemonic device to remember to always add 48? Arba'im Ushmona Ir. Remember this idea that there were 48 Ari Levim, and that's how you'll always remember. And even in the reverse, says the Gemara, Vi'i Toi Safra. Now let's say the scribe made a mistake, and the scribe is trying to figure out what number he's supposed to be writing in his documents, and he can't remember. So he has to speak to the Tana, and the Shaila the Tana, Kamikatani. So ask the Tana, ask the teacher, how many years it's been since the Messianic era, that's since it started. V'nivtzar minayu arba'in ushmona. All he has to do is deduct 48, umishkach le'lechumra, and he'll figure out the solution. Again, all he has to do is just add 552 to whatever number the Tana gave him, but instead they say just subtract 48, assuming he knows the centuries, and then he can figure out the 10 digit and the single digit as well. The Simanach, but why do we always ask the scribe to go down? The mnemonic device is Safra Betzira, Tana Tosva. The scribe always goes down, and the Tana always goes up. So again, just to review, here we had the Gemara talking about the fact that the year will exist for 6,000 years, and based on that, the Gemara went on to a discussion about calculating, or how the Tana could calculate how many years it's been since the Messianic era began, and how the scribe can calculate what year he's supposed to write in his documents based on what number the Tana has from the years that the Messianic era began. Either, again, the scribe technically just needs to subtract 552, the Tana just needs to subtract 552 from whatever number the scribe gives him, and the scribe would need to add 552 to whatever number the Tana gives him, but the rabbis thought it was easier if you just added or subtracted the number 48.